KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 8 o'clock, it's cloudy, windy, and 47 degrees in Atlantic. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Robinson True Value Hardware, serving southwest Iowa with the best hardware for over 70 years. A wind advisory is in effect until 7 p.m. for the western half of Iowa. The Atlantic City Council Wednesday discussed but did not take action on a policy addressing tax increment financing. The council tabled action on a draft policy during their meeting 2 weeks ago because changes made over the summer by the Iowa legislature. Councilman Sean Schaus spoke about one of those changes, which primarily applies to businesses looking to relocate within the state of Iowa.
Really, the new legislation from this year, the only point that really changed was making sure that we get specified in there that there is a restriction on using TIF to relocate a business from one place to another within Iowa. The legislature apparently didn't want TIF incentives being used to try to drag businesses back and forth across county lines or city lines or anything like that. So a relocating business can only get TIF incentives to relocate to the city if there is credible evidence that their other alternative was to take it out of the state of Iowa.
The city currently does not have a TIF policy in place for commercial and industrial development. The result has been inconsistencies in how the funds have been awarded and complaints about how those funds are distributed for some projects and not for others. City Administrator Doug Harris had said without a TIF policy, the use of TIF funds are subject to abuse and waste. A TIF task force put in place by Mayor Dave Jones met several times with the local developers, business leaders, and others to create the draft policy along with the city administrator and city attorney Dave Wiederstein. The council was asked by local economic development officials last night to take a more proactive role in the TIF process, in particular as it pertains to new housing developments. Cass Atlantic Development Corporation, or CADCO, President Hal Gronewald said there is a housing shortage in Atlantic, not only in rental properties, but in owner-occupied units.
I think the number of houses that are listed with realtor listing services pretty much at an all-time low, 50-some, as I understand. And normally it's like 80.
Gronewald says with federal and state funds becoming harder to come by, it becomes incumbent on the local communities to step up. He says the reality is that potential rentals in relation to current construction costs are not sufficient to attract private capital without some sort of public assistance. Gronewald said he was pleased to hear the city is getting closer to getting a TIF policy in place. And he says CADCO has some recommendations they strongly urge the council to consider without attaching too many conditions or qualifications. One of the recommendations pertains to tax abatements.
It would be important to adopt a tax abatement policy for both housing and commercial construction. I think we're thinking more of a five-year phase-in, 20%, 40%, 60%, something like that. After the fifth year, you'd be at 100%.
CADCO also recommends the city seek proposals from outside developers and devise a credible plan for the city-owned property in the 300 block of Walnut Street for some type of downtown housing complex. CADCO says the TIF issue is too urgent and pressing to engage in time-consuming studies, and that they're ready to offer as much assistance as necessary. News time is 8:04.
Shop Robinson's True Value Hardware, your oldest downtown hardware store in Atlantic. They've been providing the same dependable quality service and quality merchandise for over 70 years at the same location. So come down to Robinson's True Value for all of your hardware needs. They've got paint for any surface and hardware for any purpose. And for all of your shipping and packaging needs, they ship via UPS. That's Robinson True Value Hardware Store at 325 Chestnut in downtown Atlantic. Or give them a call at 243-4667.
The Cass County Board of Supervisors Wednesday, through County Attorney Dan Feistner, presented in an open session the county's initial bargaining proposal to the Public, Professional, and Maintenance Employees Union for fiscal year 2014 through 2016. The union represents the county's secondary roads department. Last week, the supervisors received the union's initial bargaining proposal, which the county initially rejected. The next step, according to Cass County Engineer Charles Marker, is for the union to review the county's proposal. Have a check of the funeral announcements coming up next.
Shop Robinson's True Value Hardware, your oldest downtown hardware store in Atlantic. They've been providing the same dependable quality service and quality merchandise for over 70 years at the same location. So come down to Robinson's True Value for all of your hardware needs. They've got paint for any surface and hardware for any purpose. And for all of your shipping and packaging needs, they ship via UPS. That's Robinson True Value Hardware Store at 325 Chestnut in downtown Atlantic, or give them a call at 243-4667.
And in the funeral announcements, Kay Jewell, age 65 of Atlantic, died Monday at the Cass County Hospital. Funeral services for Kay Jewell will be today at 10:30 at the Hockenberry Family Care Chapel in Atlantic. Omer Scheffler, age 99 of Harlan, died Monday. Funeral services for Omer Scheffler will be held tomorrow at 10:30 at the Bethel Baptist Church in Harlan. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Susan Clemenson, age 61 of Urbandale, died Tuesday at the Bright Cavanaugh House in Des Moines. Funeral services for Susan Clemenson will be held Friday at 10:30 at Our Savior's Lutheran Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. Teddy J. Weston, age 79 of Grant, died Sunday at the Cass County Hospital. Funeral services for Teddy Weston will be tomorrow at 11 a.m. at the Grant United Methodist Church. Wolf Funeral Home in Villisca has arrangements. Bilda Jane Baker, age 96 of Harlan, died Monday at Virtu Medical Center in Harlan. Funeral services for Milda Jane Baker will be tomorrow at 11 o'clock at the Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. William Bill Anderson, age 82 of Panora, died last Thursday at his home in Lake Panorama. Memorial services for Bill Anderson will be held Saturday at 10 o'clock at the Twig Funeral Home in Panora. Thomas Michael Lovell, age 48 of Sterling, Colorado, and formerly of Griswold, died Saturday in Greeley, Colorado. A memorial service for Thomas Lovell will be held this coming Saturday at 11 o'clock at the Griswold United Methodist Church. The Dune Funeral Home in Griswold has arrangements. And Creighton Sint, age 83 of Lyman, died Tuesday at the Heritage House in Atlantic. Funeral services for Creighton Sint are currently pending at the Dune Funeral Home in Griswold. Our news was brought to you by Robinson True Value Hardware, serving Southwest Iowa with the best hardware for over 70 years. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.